When Sir Donald Wolfit, the last of the great English actor-managers, was lying on his deathbed, one of his young actors said to him, "Sir Donald, after a life so filled with success and fame, dying must be hard." To which Sir Donald replied,
"Dying is easy. Comedy is hard."
They say a coward dies many times. The same must also be true for comedians, for any comedian who has stood in front of an audience and watched a line that he's practiced for weeks clang helplessly to the floor to roars of silence will certainly appreciate Sir Donald's sentiments. Comedy is hard because we don't really understand what makes people laugh. We know what's funny because we laugh at it, but trying to distill the essence of comedy into a set of principles or laws, well, that's not so easy. One of the basic elements of comedy, however, is incongruity. A bank manager slipping on a banana skin is funny. A clown slipping on a banana skin, that's not so funny. And of course, underlying this aspect of incongruity is really a deeper idea, absurdity. We expect the world to have a certain natural order of events, and when these events are suddenly turned upside down, the result is comedy. If you look at the Purim story, one of its most notable aspects is this idea of sudden reversal, of a world being turned upside down, or hippuch, as it's called in Hebrew. Haman, as we know, had his gallows ready to hang Mordechai. The letters decreeing the final solution of the Jewish problem had already been sent out in all 127 languages to the far corners of the Persian Empire. In a split second, everything was turned upside down. The only difference between a tragedy and a comedy is the ending. The Purim story is a comedy in the classic sense. All seems set for disaster, and in an instant everything's turned on its head. This sudden reversal gives Purim its special flavor of joy. In the Psalm of Shir Ma'alot that we sing after a festive meal, there's a line that yearns for the coming of Moshiach, of the Messiah. It says, "Then will our mouths be filled with laughter." When the Mashiach comes, he will come in an instant, and things will be turned upside down in a second. Just like Purim, he will come in crisis, in catastrophic reversal, through hippuch, through overturning. His coming will not be through gradual improvement. He will come in the darkest hour, which is always just before the dawn. Our mouths will be filled with laughter. It will be the laughter of discovery, a laughter of total realization. Then we will see how all the pieces in this comedy of the absurd that we call life fit into place. Then we will laugh the last laugh.
www.rabbisandclara.com